Today's show is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's TryExpressVPN.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1 year package. Hey buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the world's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your esteemed host, Delia Blow Jam, and I am joined by my co-host, Ryan Blow Jam.
That's me.
It is you, and boy oh boy, did we have a night. We played a show, I'm a little hungover, not too prepared, but I'm here for you guys, consistency. Ryan's got some good shit for us today.
Yep, my number one this week is Endless Thread. It's a podcast that explores Reddit stories and threads with hosts Amory Syverston and Ben Brock Johnson. This week's episode is called To the Max, with Hedrum in parentheses. It's about the Max Hedrum incident that happened in Chicago in 1987. Someone hijacked the airways during two separate incidents, during the evening news and during later on during Doctor Who. So they hijacked the frequency and they showed up on TV with like a Max Hedrum mask on and was just like spouting like nonsense and then pulled their pants down and they were getting spanked by a lady with like a fly swatter. It's pretty crazy. Look it up. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see. So
what is Max Hedrum?
Max Hedrum, oh fuck. Used to do like Coca-Cola commercials back in the day. It was like a don't say the P word. Like, his backstory was, like, he used to, pretty much, he's like, supposed to be, like, AI. Like, he's going to take over for news broadcasters. It was, like, that sort of thing.
Oh, but then people took it to real life.
Yeah, but then people took it and actually did the whole thing.
Dang. Yeah, I saw the mask. It looks really fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching the evening news and Doctor Who and then seeing that, it's pretty funny. I liked it.
Yeah, that girl spanking him with the fly sweater was great.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine if I was just, like, watching, like, Doctor Who. And
yeah, and it was a bare ass. It wasn't, like, in pants.
Yeah, say if you're like, watching Seinfeld or something.
He was saying the most fucked up shit, too.
It was really weird with, like, a voice distorter. It was, like, bizarre, man.
Look up that video.
Yeah, everyone look that up. It's great.
What should they search for?
The Max Hedrum incident.
Oh, okay.
Chicago, 1987.
All right, fuck yeah.
Nobody ever caught the guy. It's still a mystery why it happened. And it spawned several other events, you know, like pretty much like the first hacker, you know.
Wow.
Started a hacker revolution.
Fuck yeah.
Hijacking broadcasts. But anyway, what do you got?
All right, this one is great. It's a Risk single episode hosted by Kevin Allison. It's True Tales Boldly Told.
Oh, God, I know what you're
doing. Yeah, Dick Me on a Diaper.
Oh, no.
Yo, this one was the storyteller was extremely charismatic. He's a substitute teacher for a special needs class, and the aide for one of his kids in a wheelchair called in sick that day, so he had to do things outside of his job description, namely helping this kid go to the bathroom. And Dick Me on a Diaper, you just gotta listen to find out what it means, but it's really fucked up and it's really funny. And let's just say,
oh god, it was like cringy, man.
It was very cringy. Actually, I want to say so much, but I can't. You just have to listen to it. I'll put it on a spoiler alert episode. It's so fucked up, so funny. Okay, back to you, Buggy.
All right, my number two is Underculture with James Adomian. It's a podcast where James Adomian and his friends do impressions of famous people talking to each other. This week's episode is called Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders with Bernie Sanders. So basically, it's Bernie Sanders interviewing Bernie Sanders with the real Bernie Sanders. So, like, James Adomian dressed like Bernie Sanders interviewing Bernie Sanders. They also did a video, too. It was pretty cool. I saw it on Instagram. Very funny. Yeah, and sorry if I'm not talking too good. I'm just kind of phoning it in this week.
So am I, yeah. We're hungover. We had a good night.
Yeah.
We kicked ass last night, so.
I woke up by the fireplace on the ground.
No, you're doing great so far. You're better than me.
But it's good. Yeah, and they played a song. Didn't you want to play the song?
I definitely do. But yeah, James Adomian is the premier Bernie Sanders.
He sounds just like
impersonator.
Him. He sounds so good. It's like crazy.
This song is so fucking silly. I actually don't remember it. I listened to it when I was wasted and just made a note of it. So this will be like the first time for me. Without further ado, here's the song.
Earned it to play this song, I think. This is the 1% of the 1% of the classic Tetris theme song tune. Take it away, Bernie Sanders and Mikhail Gorbachev. I'm on vocal, Mike. I'm ready to go, baby. Gorby, hit it. I see the blocks coming down.
Tetris blocks.
1% of 1% of 10% of 1%.
But it's the Tetris
side. 10% of the top 1% controls more wealth than the bottom 90% combined. All right, these numbers are coming fast now. I'm trying to spin them as far as I can. What do you do with the one that's got the thing coming out the side of it? Oh, push it to the side, push it to the side. To the left, push it all to the left. The top 1% of the top 10% of the top 1% of 10%. The top 2% of the top 4% of the bottom 90%. How do I get these numbers? 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of top 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of 5% of 1% of 5% of 3%.
Wow.
Okay.
Good.
That was great. Holy shit.
I forgot that it was like Tetris.
Which, by the way, Bernie Sanders is the only one who's going to save us, so.
He's the only one that can.
Yeah, that was a parody of Love. He's the best.
Yes. And I like that he put it up on his own Instagram. He's like, here's me interviewing myself. That was looking funny, dude.
It was great. It was very meta. I loved it.
I was like, oh shit, that's underculture. Because I reviewed it like last week. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, you know what? My second favorite podcast was that podcast. So there you go. You just covered it for me.
That was it?
Yeah, back to you, man. I'm volleying it. I really phoned it in.
Yeah.
If you want, I can go ahead and skip to my last one.
No, I got it.
Okay.
All right, my third one is Bizarre Albums with Tony Thaxton, a podcast that explores some of the most bizarre albums in history. This week's episode is called Van Morrison, the Authorized Bang Collection. A.K.A. the Contractual Obligation Session. He basically made 30 nonsense songs that he made up on the spot to get out of his record contract.
Yes.
And they're amazing. I want to read some of these songs that he did. Because he just went in there with like an out-of-tune acoustic guitar and just like rattled off whatever came into his mind.
Yeah, that's great.
He did one called Twist and Shake. It's track one. Shake and Roll. Then he did track three is Stomp and Scream. Track four is Scream and Holler. Track five is Jump and Thump.
It's all ands.
And then he did Driving Wheel, Just Ball, Shake It Mabel, Hold On George, The Big Royalty Check. Oh. I want to play Ringworm, though. That's a good one.
Okay.
Let me see if I can... Is that picking up?
I can see by the look on your face.
Pull it further away.
That you've got Ringworm.
What?
I'm very sorry, but I have to tell you that you've got Ringworm.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, you get it.
Yeah, oh.
Like, the whole thing's like that. It's like, you got Ringworm.
How have I never heard of that before?
I don't know, but I'm going to buy this album.
Yes, please.
That, what's the other song? Freaky If You Got This Far.
What?
Up Your Mind, 32. All the bits. You say France and I whistle.
Oh my God.
Blow in your nose, nose in your blow.
Yo.
La Mambo, Go For Yourself. And I'm going to play Wanna Danish. I like this one too. Me and Jack were listening to this like.
You want Danish? No, I just ate. I've just eaten. Do you want, like, I want some bread up front. Oh, bread up front? You want a sandwich? I have a Danish. You want a sandwich? Have a sandwich. Have a seat.
He sounds fucked the fuck up.
He's probably wasted too. It's like brown eyed. It's a little far cry from Brown Eyed Girl. Astro Weeks was amazing, but
wow. Just wow.
That's funny, just to get out of his record contract.
He's fucking funny. I had no clue.
Yeah, I got way more respect for fucking Van Morrison though.
Nice.
Wanna Danish?
Wow, that's gonna be hard to top.
Have a sandwich.
Makes no
sense.
Sit down,
have a sandwich.
Wanna Danish? All right.
You got ringworm. Tell by the way you look, you got ringworm.
I hate to say or something. I hate to break it to you.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but you got ringworm.
That should be the name of this episode.
You got ringworm?
Or I hate to break it to you, you got a ringworm?
Yes.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. So my third pick is Dumb People Town Mini. So most Dumb People Town episodes, they have three stories. This one has one long story. And it's hosted by the Sklar brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. And their guest was Ms. Pat, who I never heard of before. But she is a boisterous black lady who is so fucking funny.
Oh, I like Ms. Pat.
Yeah, she's great. Maybe I have heard of her.
I heard her on Rogan.
Okay, so here's the deal. This episode is called Hot Dog Becky. And there was a fight over a lady stealing a hot dog at a Speedway. And it turned into an all-out brawl outside where, like, a girl ripped one of the hoses and the nozzles right out of the gas station pump.
And she was, like, swinging around
like a lasso. Like, she was, as Miss Pat put it, like, she was trying to get a horse, like, wrangle a horse.
Or one girl threw a fucking tire. I watched the video.
Yeah, you have to watch the video. But yes, listen to DPT Mini Hot Dog Becky with Miss Pat.
And look up that video if you want to see the most ghetto thing ever.
Yeah, just type in like Speedway Hot Dog.
Speedway Hot Dog Fight.
Yeah.
that's what I typed. It came right up.
All right, you know what? I'm going to watch that video again. And in the meantime, let's listen to some ads, or you guys listen to some ads, because I'm watching that fucking video. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really fucking tired of searching for something like, let's say a sectional sofa, and then everything I see on my phone is for sectional sofas. It's a thing called a honeypot, where advertisers just check out your browsing history and gives you things that they think you might want. It's like, come on, can't I get a little bit of privacy? And that's why I got ExpressVPN. It's easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, and tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Take it from me, I was like, whoa, that was like too easy. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. So no more honeypotting for me. I love it. And it lets you surf the web safely without being snooped on by your ISP or government or hackers or having your personal data like credit card information, your passwords, or other sensitive data stolen. And also, I never even knew this, but entertainment-wise, ExpressVPN is pretty cool. It allows you to stream content from anywhere in the world. You can change your Netflix libraries, watch sports games that are not available to you in your country, and you can access GEO-restricted videos on YouTube or Hulu. So definitely, I'm sorry, but this is one that I stand behind. Now, to protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at tryexpressvpn.com/blow. That's tryexpressvpn.com/blow for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Welcome back. Now's the time in the show where we talk about what's new in the Blowjam universe. And this is my favorite part because I'm selfish and love talking about myself. And I had a great time last night because I fucking killed that Blowjam rock show. I was dancing around. I was super funny. I had great banter. Oh, and I didn't fuck up once. But let's talk about the band. What do you think, Buggy?
I think we did pretty good. Wasn't that bad. It was a little shaky in the beginning, but we made a comeback.
Yeah.
I think Matt kind of froze for a second.
Matt told me he forgot how to play the drums for a hot second.
I saw him and I was just like, come on, dude.
Then he was great.
And then he came back. I was like, all right. He like went offline for like a minute. I'm like, oh. But he came back in on time, so it's all right.
Then, he's a seasoned professional, too.
And my guitar sounded weird. I'm like, the whole first song, I'm like, why is my guitar sound so weird? I'm like, oh, because I had my tone all the way down to, like, bass.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't sound good to, like, the second song.
But luckily, those two we didn't record because we forgot to hit the record button.
Yeah, I gave it to Dave, my friend Dave, to...
From Unethical, the drummer, he's so good.
We gave it to him to record, and he's like, I don't think this is recording, man. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I never hit record.
I'm like, Ryan, wasn't I so funny last night? And Ryan's like, I was talking to Dave. I had no clue what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm like, just don't let it go over -6. So he's just like looking at that the whole time. And then he's like, oh, wait, it's not even recording. Like, so I can't fuck myself with that one. But.
It was great. A lot of people came out to support. It was really fun.
Unethical is dope.
Yeah. World Below is dope. They're from Philly. They're like...
They're not fucking around, dude. Wow.
That's nuts. What was the thing that the one guy had you were telling me about? It starts with a K. It's like a head or something a cabinet.
Like I forget what it is.
Like a Kramer?
Kenter. Canter. Yeah.
Well, whatever. We should probably talk about things that we know about
in
the news. Also, All Quiet on the Meatwad front. No harassment this week, but we will keep you posted.
Mm-hmm. Then Jim Mack came to the show. We saw your dad.
Yeah, that was nice. Speaking of Jim Mack, he came over for our tradition, which is watching every debate night together. And, man, that shit's funny.
Yeah, we should record it because we get some zingers.
Oh, yeah, we make each other laugh the whole time. It's like a comedy show.
Yeah, some crazy commentary because... This whole debate thing is like a fucking reality show. It's like...
It's a circus.
It's really fucking me up because, like, Bernie is the only one that could do it. Maybe Warren. They should just team up, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, like, every time the debate is over, people are like, Joe Biden did great. Pete Buttigieg was really strong. And it's like, these people are going to fucking tear down our country. We need change right now.
But it's not Joe Biden never does good. It's like a... It's like he takes a sentence, right? He chops it up into 50 pieces and puts it back together completely wrong way and says it like that. And then he has a look in his eye like he doesn't even know where he is and a look of terror. And then he just says a bunch of weird-ass shit. And then, like, everyone's like, oh, he did so good. No, he didn't. And he has Alzheimer's, man. Like, I've worked at a nursing home for 5 years back in the day, and I know that look, man. That motherfucker is senile, man.
Dude can't talk.
He can't talk.
He can't go against Trump. And hey, granted,
can't talk?
Trump can't talk.
Well,
but he can. He just can't use big words.
Trump's the fucking troll king, man.
Yeah.
King of the trolls. So.
He is, yeah. So we need somebody who can talk. Talk and go.
Who can talk?
We need somebody who can talk.
You need someone to talk.
All right, fuck you.
We're talking good.
All right, so I'm going to... that's it for news. I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to hand it over to you because it's your segment, which is Ryan's new podcast. Ryan's new podcast. Ryan's new podcast.
I don't like when you sing it. Don't sing it. Stop.
Okay.
You made up that rule. I don't know.
What rule? That I have to sing it?
Yeah, I don't...
That's fine. I like it.
Well, it's my segment. Why are you making up rules for my segment?
It's not a rule. It's a... I'm adding some pizzazz. Jazzing it up.
Yeah, okay. All right, so my number one new podcast is This Was the Scene. It's a podcast about the late 90s and early 2000 Jersey punk rock scene. The episode I listened to was called iFarm with Aaron Chowdhury. It's pretty good. The guy from iFarm, and they talk about like Parlor City Punk. They actually talk about Binghamton, Bally Nation, and it's around the time when I was growing up. Like I wasn't necessarily on the punk scene; I was in it.
And you didn't realize it.
Not by choice, but I didn't realize it. So I saw all these epic bands, like a Bally Nation, iFarm, Dillinger Escape Plan. There's like a ton of them fucking bands. And
Mastodon.
I didn't realize like how cool they were. I'm like, this sucks.
Like they're great.
And I'm like, fuck, man, that was like the best times. Because you never know when it's the good times if you're in it, you know. So it's really cool. And you know about Aaron from iPhone.
Yeah, I talked to him lots of times. I talked to him times. But he's, like, one of the people where it's like, wow, he's one of my favorite musicians and one of my favorite bands, and he's actually talking to me, and he's just a regular person. And then he became the videographer for Obama, which is nuts.
That's a strange transition, like a speed metal punk band.
Mm-hmm, skate punk.
Skate punk, yeah.
But, yeah, he's a really cool dude, and it's just so cool to listen to a podcast where they talk about Binghamton, and I had no clue how special it was. I was there towards the end, 2002, but, yeah, I feel so fortunate that I was able to witness that special scene. Who knew? It was really fucking special.
I guess it was. I looked up Bailey Nation, and the thing that came up was, like, a Bailey Nation Live 1996 at Mad Music, and I remember Mad Music. And I think I was there. I'm like, fuck, I was there, dude.
I know.
It's like, Shoot Cops Not Dope, they had a song. I remember that song. Oh, it's crazy, dude. Like, they were like an epic. They were like the Binghamton punk band that brought all the other bands in. Kind of like what Kevin Cobra's doing now.
Yeah, he's the best. But yeah, as far as iFarm goes, if you've never heard of them, you gotta check them out. I love Sincerely Robots. It's actually my Instagram handle. That's a great album, and So My Kids Won't Have To is revolutionary, and so much more.
They're very good. They're kind of like a band's band.
Yeah.
A musician's band.
They were really, really popular here. Those were great shows.
Very good.
Okay. What else you got that's new? I don't have anything.
You don't have any?
No, I'm phoning it in. How many times do I got to tell you?
I'm phoning it in, too. Adult Swim Podcast. It's meandering conversations about Adult Swim topics, hosted by Matt Harrigan. I listened to the Rick and Morty Companion podcast number 2, The Old Man in the Seat. I give it 40 Thieves and 7 Dwarves. I don't think it was that good, because I don't really need to know that much about Rick and Morty. I don't want to see how the sausage is made. I don't really care.
Yeah, you just want to enjoy the sausage.
Yes, some people do. Oh, and the last one, this was the scene. I give it 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink.
That's a really high score.
That's a high score because that's a shocker, man.
It's a shocker.
My number 3 is the Countdown Podcast. It's a movie and TV reviews, a weekly comedic podcast in which hosts Paul and Wayne count down a topic from 10 to 1 while throwing shade at each other's list. The episode I listened to was Top 10 Superior Sequels. They did shit like Lethal Weapon 2, Toy Story 2, you know, etc. It's pretty funny.
And they rip on each other's choices.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I give it 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Wow. That's like a mediocre score. It's in an all right range.
Okay.
Ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Ooh, let's talk about Nays. Yeah, some shitty podcasts this week. But I don't got any.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, man, I told you.
All right, my name is Radiolab again.
Wow.
The episode is called, it's a science podcast with host Robert Krolwich and fucking Jad Abumrad.
I'm sorry, I almost choked up my beard.
Why?
You're like, fucking Jad Abumrad. I don't know, that was just, took
just
me off guard.
Well, Dolly Parton thing, but whatever.
Yeah, this like one, that. All right, bye.
This one was actually about stuff. It was a breaking news. It's about the deep fake technology thing, you know, where they could take someone's voice and use an algorithm to make it say whatever you want. And you can make your mouth imaging to make the mouth move to make it look like you're actually talking. You're not saying, you can make it say anything you want.
That sounds cool,
it's a whole deep fake thing, but the whole thing was Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything did it like last year. And they had way more information, so they kind of phoned that in.
Listen to Theory of Everything if you want to know what Radiolab is doing a year before.
A year before.
Like, dang.
If you want to be a year ahead of Radiolab, listen to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. So give Radiolab a nay on that one. Come on, guys. Damn it.
What's your nay score?
I don't know. I don't score any.
Oh, okay. I'll score it. It's a fucking 3 piles of poop and broken patch cables.
Wow, that was awesome.
that was worth it.
You got a shout out?
Nah.
What? No.
No.
The fuck. All right, I got to shout out. How did this get made? They did Double Dragon. How did this get made? It's with Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, and fucking what's her name?
June Diane Raphael.
June Diane Raphael. And they watch shitty movies and talk about it. It's fun.
It is fun.
They did the movie Double Dragon. I highly recommend it. Sounds fun.
It sucks. Like, I forgot to listen to it, and I forgot to listen to Congratulations with Chris D'Elia, which I fucking listened to that morning when it comes out. Mm. Yeah, I forgot about listening to a lot of my favorite podcasts.
I have another shout-out. It's Invisibilia, Love and Lapses. Invisibilia is with Elise Spiegel, right? And mm-hmm. Hannah Rosen.
You're close, whatever.
Hannah Rosen.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Resin.
Resin.
You got resins on your Hannahs?
Resinahona.
Okay. And then,
that episode was called Love and Lapses. It's about this one lady. She keeps recording her conversations with her father and some of their mother, too. And they have, like, Alzheimer's disease. And it's kind of heartwarming. You gotta check it out.
That was a really sweet episode.
I know.
I love that.
It's just nice. You're like, oh, man, I feel bad.
But it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was.
The producer, the girl who's going through it, was just like, she's adorable. I love her.
Yep. So, it's pretty much what Joe Biden's going through. But
yeah. Good thing everything he's saying is on the record.
Oh, man.
All of his bad policy choices are on the record.
That's not good.
Motherfucker.
Ooh. So, okay.
So now you know where we stand politically.
So
we're actually decent people who care about other people, and we want the next generation to actually have a world. Just a world. That's all. I'm 33 years old. I had fun, but I would like my nephew and nieces to have fun.
I would have liked to have kids, but...
Oh, yeah. Me and Ryan don't try to have kids because what kind of world are they going to come into?
Yeah,
it's like cruel.
If there's not a world.
Yeah. It's like, here you go. Here's like 5 years, and now it's the apocalypse.
It's like, cool. They'd be like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'd rather it just be like a twinkle in your eye.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right. Well, hey, great episode. This is the best one yet.
That's a good ending.
Okay. And yeah, just follow us. Please. Rate and review us and tell a friend about us. And thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. Oh, we got a voicemail too.
Get this message. Text me if you do. Bye.
End of messages.